This is Away on RN, Daniel Browning with you. Deborah Cheatham was talking about the power of performing music on country in language. Well, that happened last weekend in Central Australia, at Ormiston Gorge, in fact. Sometimes the great outdoors can provide some pretty amazing acoustics, certainly the case for the finale of the Desert Song Festival. Now, it's a 10-day festival that brings internationally renowned musicians to the desert to take part in concerts, workshops, and performances. At the finale, the music of artists from Taiwan, Mali, Latin America, and of course, Australia, resonated through Ormiston Gorge to an audience of about 800 people. Oliver Gordon from the ABC in Alice Springs was there. He got right in amongst the music, and he met with the singers from the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir. You might remember they toured Germany with sacred choral music introduced by Lutheran missionaries in the 19th century.
Hi, my name is Marion Swift. I'm from Hermannsburg. I'm with the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir. We just performed at Ormiston Gorge, and it's a lovely day, and you know, a lot of people here. It's a great feeling, you know, to be out bush and, you know, singing in the riverbed, and, you know, it's lovely. There's 10 of us, usually like 10 of us from Hermannsburg, and there's a couple, 3 or 4 from Docker River, Mutijulu, and Arionga, yeah, Tichikala as well. Done a fair bit of travelling. In 2015, went to Germany. That was the Boomerang Tour. That's part of the Songkeepers. And this year in June we went to America. And then we came back and then went up to Darwin for the Nemas.
What did the people in America think of you guys?
Yeah, like they're a different audience. It's everywhere we went, like, you know, Germany and America, and they were great as well. In Germany it was different because we've, you know, went to a lot of the old churches and, yeah, and whereas in America we went to the Kennedy Center and performed, and, you know, some church we went to, yeah. I think a couple of churches in America.
I'm Sally Westaway, and we are at the beautiful spot in Ormiston Gorge for the Desert Song Finale A Cappella in the Gorge concert, and I'm a part of the Santa Sana Choir.
My name is Quetzal Guerrero.
What did it feel like to be out there on stage?
Oh, it felt beautiful. I mean, actually, there was no stage. We're literally on the sand in the inside of this gorge. So it was a beautiful interaction with nature. As in the middle of my piece, it was this huge breeze gust that kind of blew in past me. It felt epic. I felt like I was like top of a mountain or something. It was pretty cool.
Do you find it amazing that such a small instrument, the violin, can amplify itself through such a large, massive space?
Yeah, it's quite remarkable what the violin can do considering its size compared to a lot of other instruments. And it's a great place to kind of test out the abilities in a place like this, a natural gorge that has such beautiful acoustics. So I don't know, could you hear it pretty well? Was it pretty loud?
I could hear it pretty well. And one thing I find about violin is that it's so emotional. What is it about violin that does that?
Well, the violin is one of the instruments that's the most closely similar to the human voice. And there's a lot of nuance that you can capture in the violin that is, which in turn translates to emotion or expression. So that's one of the reasons why violin has been such a predominant instrument in Western classical music, you know, and in folk music from all over the world, is its ability to kind of connect with their own human voice.
It's like when you listen to it, it just goes right deep there inside you.
Definitely, definitely. It has a way of piercing through our barriers, you know, and getting into your heart or to your soul or your spirit, however you want to call it.
I can just hear the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir starting now. Are you excited to see them?
Oh, I'm always excited to hear them. They sound amazing every time.
Let's go there.
All right.
Hi, my name is Nicholas Williams. I'm from the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir.
Nicholas, I just saw your performance out there. It was pretty amazing. How did it feel to sing at this location?
It's pretty awesome. It's a nice place to come and sing. You don't need power because it just echoes in the gorge, yeah.
We can hear in the background another choir performing right now. From what I can understand, the choir that you're a part of has been touring internationally, is that right?
Yes, so June, July, we was in the States, which was pretty awesome. But before heading to the States, we performed in Melbourne, Hamer Hall, and then we flew to Sydney Opera House, then JFK Centre in America, Washington, yeah.
What did audiences in America make of the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir?
I think they were just amazed, you know, for most of them. It was the first time to hear an Australian language singing, yeah.
Morris was telling an interesting story, the conductor of the choir, about the name of the choir, the women's choir. What's the story behind that? I understand there's some men in it, but it's still called a women's choir?
Yeah, so we decided to keep the name as the women's choir because it's the women that have continued this tradition of singing, and it's appropriate to keep that name. Yeah.
It's the end of the event. What was your overall feeling of the day?
It was amazing. Yeah, being involved with, you know, the other singers, yeah, Santa Sana, and then the musicians, visiting musicians, and yeah, it's been lovely.
Marianne Swift and Nicholas Williams from the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir, who performed at Ormiston Gorge in the finale of the Desert Song Festival last weekend. Thanks to Oliver Gordon from ABC Alice Springs.